Hi, Duchess. Today's date is the 9th of May, 1970. It's Saturday. And I just got your tape this morning. It's the one, Duchess, that Don spoke on. It was very good to hear from Don. Things seem to be going very well for him. He's really having a nice few trips for himself. But this is good, and I think he's thoroughly enjoying, particularly the skiing trips. So it was real fine to hear from him. In fact, there were a lot of good things on that tape. The fact that Elizabeth is pregnant. Imagine, Duchess, there'll be four generations in that family. Auntie Lizzie, Bess, Elizabeth, and then her child. I think that's pretty wonderful. And then, I know Mother's happy, Duchess, because the two notes I've had from her recently, each time I send her money, I ask her to send a note back, let me know if she gets it, you know. And it was her birthday on the 1st of May, so I sent her $50, and I hope by now she has it. I haven't heard yet about that, but she did mention in her previous letter that she bought the chair, and she's buying this hide-a-bed. And so I hope she fixes up the apartment very nicely. I think I mentioned before to you that I told her I would pay for decorating and furnishing the entire apartment, but she wrote back and said that someday I might be 68 years of age and perhaps would need a few dollars, so I should save my money. But she appreciates all the money I do send. So I don't think I told Mother all about my fortune teller. He says I'm going to be very wealthy, so I'm not going to worry about money. Oh, something else on the tape I want to, while it's fresh in my mind, let me lower this radio a little bit. Oh, I got a new radio. I don't know if I told you. I've got it several weeks now. It's just a little thing. The old, you probably remember the old radio, the leather-cased one. I think it's a Philco. I've had it 100 years, Duchess, and it's something happens to it every couple of months. I don't know what's wrong with it, but rather than spend another few dollars on it, plus the fact that it didn't have FM, and over here there's a very good FM radio station, and so I bought this little one for $20, and it suits me real fine. At least I can play FM and I get away from the rock and roll for just a little bit, which for me is great. It's difficult when you only have one station. You must listen to that or listen to Vietnamese station. Okay, another thing I wanted to comment on that you mentioned on the tape, the package you got from Australia, Duchess, is only part of the things. That skin that you have, that is a kangaroo skin, Duchess, and it's not a rug. I have ordered, when I was in when I was in Australia, which was like 5 months ago in December, I ordered the two white rugs that I think you'll really like them. They're small, Duchess, but they can be sewn together, or perhaps I might get one out of it, and you can have the other one, or you can have both. But in addition to the two white ones, I have a kangaroo rug, Duchess. It's square patches, and it'd be large enough, I think, to cover a bed for like a comforter. So it's three rugs. The rest of the stuff you got, I mean, I don't think there are any other small items. I don't know. I really should check the list. I have a list someplace in my belongings of what I purchased there. But I get a little worried about the rugs because they were very nice. And the kangaroo rug was about $50 or so, or $80. I don't know. But anyway, so there are three rugs yet to come. I hope they get there. And then, I told you about all the stuff I sent from Taiwan. Marble. Golly. When you pick up the boxes, Duchess, be sure to take somebody with you to the APO. I don't know if they'll deliver it or not. I mean, to the post office. If you have to pick them up, take somebody with you, because the boxes weigh about 30 or 40 pounds apiece. I think one box weighs 44 pounds. So I think it's a little more than you should be carrying. I'm petrified that the packages from Taiwan will be broken, because most of it is marble. Oh well, We shall see. Oh, and I told you about the elephants on the last tape. Because I won't get those for 4 months. I haven't even paid for those yet. And while your tape is still fresh in my mind, Duchess, on the TV, I think I'll wait a little while for two reasons. One, my checking account is at its lowest point. It has never been so low. And it will only take a few weeks before it has some money in it. I mean, I think there's $200 or something like that now, which isn't bad. I don't need any money right now. But usually I have, $1,000 in it or something in my checking account. But I have spent a small fortune since last December, like about over $3,000, $3,400 from my checking account. Don't ask me what I buy, but I do manage. Most people over here save a great deal of money, you know, like 90% of their pay. I don't seem to do that. But as I say, I'm not going to worry because fortune teller told me I'm going to be very rich. So that's one reason I want to get some more money in my checking account before I put out a few hundred for a TV. And then I'd like to see if we get a new supplement on the Pacex. What I send you, Duchess, the little pages, is not the Pacex. That's it's a PX, Air Force Army PX catalog. But the Pacex is a much better mail order catalog. In other words, there are two. The one I send you is one of American products that you can buy only if you're overseas, and you must ship them to a stateside address. I think they're a little bit more reasonable than what you would buy at home. But the Pacex one, which is the best one, is all of it is overseas products. It's foreign products, you know. And I did get to look at the new supplement in one of the books. I'm going to try and get a hold of one. If I could get one, I would send it to you, Duchess, but they're very, very hard to get a hold of. They have them in the PX, see, but you have to use them right there. And, of course, I can't tear the pages out or anything. So, if I can get my hands on one, I'll send you one. But in the Pacex, there are two Japanese TV sets, color. They're not very big, though, Duchess. The screen is about 12 inches. And it may be that some will be coming out in the next few months. I don't know. But I'd like to kind of wait and see. Because they had the Pacex catalog, and that had one, I think, maybe two. And then they put out a supplement, and that had another one or two. They had other things, you know, but in color TVs. So that each time a supplement comes out, it seems like there's more to choose from. And so maybe if I wait a little bit longer, they might come out with a bigger set. I don't know for sure if you'd want a 12-inch colored screen. And yet, none of them, the portable ones, unless we wanted to get into a console type thing, which I don't think is what you want. So, I'll just wait on the TV for a minute. I was glad to hear about the Farmer Hopper business. I try to imagine what you're doing in the home and around the home, the grounds outside. It's very difficult because I'm not quite sure what the stones look like and what the back little patio area looks like. And I think this is one of the reasons I have wanted to be home in the summertime. I have never seen any of the flowers in bloom. I haven't even seen the silk screen up on the wall, Duchess. That was the birthday present I gave you last year. I don't know if I gave you one this year. I bet I did not. However, I'll think of something. There's something out of my packages that are coming. I thought of that a couple of times. I can't buy anything in Vietnam. There's nothing here. Outside of those elephants that I told you about. And they won't come for 6 months or so. 4 months before I even get them. And then they stand about an 85% chance of being broken, being shipped home. Anyway, so, as far as what I'm doing, I still don't know. I'd like to stay to see what the next few months is going to bring. And I would go crazy, Duchess, if I went home and had to get into a dull routine job. As you said on your tape, and as you know me so well, I get very restless. And I have so many things going for me right here. you know, what I'd like to do is come home for a while and come back for 6 months, but I can't do that, and I don't want another year contract hanging over my head. And so I don't want to be foolish, because everything, I mean, I'm in good health, everybody at home is in good health. In fact, I have a fairly nice tan. I had about an hour in the sun today. I don't get out in the sun too often, but it's very warm here, Duchess. An hour is all I can take. And I try to get that on the weekends. And then, anyhow, and getting back to whatever I'm doing, probably in another month or so, I'll be going up north. I don't know where yet. Maybe Da Nang, maybe Nha Trang, I don't know. But, and I mentioned this, I know, on my last tape, too. I really don't like to pack or move, but it's a whole new area up there, and I'd kind of like to get into it. I've been on occasion, you know, I've been most places that you can go in South Vietnam. Anyway, this past week, Duchess, since I talked with you last, which was just 6 days ago, it has been a hell of a 6 days. Life is never dull for me, Duchess. I mean, there aren't even two or three days that are dull since I've been overseas. Rarely. Anyhow, this whole week we have been bon voyaging Betty. Now, she left on Friday. That's like yesterday? Yesterday morning, Betty left. It seems like she's been gone for years already. She left yesterday morning at 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, the whole week we've been having one party after another. I mean, Betty is a big party girl anyway. But starting from Monday night, I guess, we've had one kind of a party or another. Big, small, medium. I think Monday night it was they came over here, Jane and Betty and Bill Van Atten, and we had a few drinks and whatnot. Tuesday night we had a party of about 30-some people at Jane's house, and we had all Betty's friends, and one of the men plays the ukulele, and he played all evening, Duchess, from about 7 to about 11, and of course we sang, and I was doing bartending, and we really had a good cut-up time, and I wore my wild outfit, and it was great. Everybody commented on how beautiful it was, and it's so comfortable. I did not wear the belt to it, and it really was a smashing success. I really like it, and it fits so nice. Anyhow, that was Tuesday, and so like I kind of lost part of Tuesday night, and then Wednesday and Thursday, we partied. Wednesday night, we partied some more. I went out to dinner with Jeff. This is another man. He's big shot at ICCV. This is he's in stock, Duchess, depot supplies. Anyway, he has a trailer, and I had Jane go as a double date. Jeez. And I cooked, Duchess. I cooked lobster. I boiled them. Actually, Jeff had done most of the preparations. He did the salad, and he had thawed the lobsters out and cut them, but you know, I just had to stuff them with breadcrumbs and things, and they were perfect. And we had big potatoes and big salad, and I made salad dressing. We didn't have any, and I made it with mayonnaise and ketchup and a little bit of lemon juice. Anyway, I surprised myself, and I think I surprised Jane, because it was a beautiful supper, and Jeff and I did it.